Good afternoon. Breaks in the clouds around in spots, but by far the clouds will dominate through the afternoon. Even a few flurries and snow showers in spots, especially across the higher terrain in northern New York and New England. Temperatures, meanwhile, will struggle, and readings will generally be in the upper 20s and lower 30s throughout the afternoon and into the evening hours. Overnight tonight, skies will remain mostly cloudy, still the risk of a passing flurry or snow shower as lows dip back into the lower and middle 20s. The storm system, which brought all that snow and mixed precipitation earlier in the week to a good chunk of the northeastern part of the country, will only slowly fill in and move out over the course of the weekend. Still, improvement is in store for us. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, but it will be dry tomorrow with some sunny periods. Highs will be in the middle and upper 30s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds on Sunday as high pressure tries to build in, with highs reaching around 40. A ridge of high pressure both at the surface and aloft will crest overhead on Monday, keeping it dry and mostly sunny, and temperatures should warm into the lower to mid-40s on average by the end of the day. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Midwest, where another system will be diving in, not particularly strong, but some moisture with it, and as a result, clouds will be on the increase Tuesday, with a chance of late-day rain or snow showers and highs in the upper 30s, and more snow showers with highs in the middle 30s on Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread precipitation is expected to continue from the west coast to the Rockies heading into the weekend. This as an upper-level trough and its associated cold front edge inland. A rich plume of moisture feeding into drought-stricken California will fuel the heavy rains. Downpours will pose a risk of flash flooding, mud and debris flows, mainstream river flooding, and damaging high surf. Thunderstorms and waterspouts are possible in California and just off the coast. Flood warnings have been issued for a good chunk of the region. And accumulating snows along the Sierra Nevada range should also help with drought relief. Winter storm warnings and blizzard warnings have been issued for the mountains. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 79 degrees at Kingsville Naval Air Station in Texas and also at Yuma, Arizona, to a low of 7 below zero at Crested Butte, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and breezy in the upper 30s, Boston mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo cloudy skies with highs in the lower to middle 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 62, set in 1979, and the record low, 12 below zero, in 1988. Sunrise this morning at 7:16 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow showers today, especially in the mountains, with highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few rain and snow showers around today and highs in the mid-30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with snow showers today, especially in the mountains, with highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the lower 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow showers today, especially across the higher terrain, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. More snow showers tonight and lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Mostly cloudy with a few passing flurries tonight and lows in the mid-20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some sunny breaks in the mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds and milder Sunday near 40. Mostly sunny, milder on Monday in the lower 40s. Increasing clouds Tuesday with late-day rain or snow showers in the middle to upper 30s. And scattered snow showers on Wednesday and Thursday with highs in the lower and middle 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.